Hello, it's Tuesday, June the 16th, and as I was telling you yesterday, the session met last night, and this is pre-recorded, so I don't know what the session concluded, but my guess is that they have a plan, and we will be letting you know what that plan is as soon as possible, and I hope that we will be back in worship in our beautiful sanctuary very, very soon, and I look forward to seeing all of you. Now we're looking at the Psalms, and today we're in Psalm 11. And there's probably a context here. Commentators suggest that the context is when David was in the court of King Saul, and Saul was behaving like the megalomaniac that he was. And folk were saying things about David that got Saul all bent out of shape, that Saul had slain his thousands, but David had slain his tens of thousands, and the popularity of David against Saul, which of course would lead to all kinds of problems. And that appears to be the background. And the psalmist begins by saying, "In the Lord I take refuge. How can you say to my soul, flee like a bird to your mountain?" And then in verse 3, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?" And David is living in an era when everything seems to be turned upside down. The foundations, things that could be taken for granted, have been upended. It's a bit like our times, when everything that we thought was just so is now something different. And it seems as though the whole world seems to have just been turned over, as it were, in a matter of months. And so this psalm speaks, I think, right into our context. If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And the answer in verse 4 is, "The Lord is in his holy temple." Not the temple, that temple hadn't yet been built. And the Hebrew word for temple is the same word as palace. So the Lord is in his palace. The Lord is on his throne. The Lord is in control. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever may be happening personally, whatever may be happening in our lives just now, whatever may be happening in our country or in the world just now, the Lord is in control. He's ordering the end from the beginning. He's working out his purposes for the good of his people. And this psalm is saying, be calm, stay the course, keep looking to him, keep trusting him, keep praying to him. And remember, the Lord is in his temple. He's in his palace. He's sitting upon his throne. Well, the Lord bless you today.